Welcome to On a Cloud. So today I want to discuss a little bit about how I view web pages and data latencies. So number one, this is just supposed to be like a quick little template of what a website could be like. So you might have a header, you might have navigation, user content, and then maybe a bunch of statistics on the side. So the first thing is to kind of understand the nature of your data. Something like a header doesn't change very frequently. It can be rendered once. And then just kind of cached. Same with your navigation, probably isn't too dynamic. Maybe you have a section that is dynamic, we're just gonna make it so that maybe this is like a public website, so it's pretty static. On top of that, you might have a bunch of statistics or something that would be computed on a schedule. So the first thing is your navigation, your header. The way in which you update that can be very latent. You might only need to update it in the threshold of like once every week, that might be enough. Something like your statistics, you might have some statistics here that are important, but they're a lower importance, so maybe every 24 hours. And then you might have one that's, every hour, and then one that's every, let's just say 30 minutes. While your content is the real thing here that basically needs to be as real time as possible. And again, I kind of put the real time in quotes here because if you're not building something like a medical system or something, your real time could have milliseconds, seconds latency without too much problem. But the idea here is that once you have this broken down, you can really figure out what kind of processes to take against it. Something like the number one here where you need it real time, that is a really great candidate for like a transactional database where your statistics might be computed on a background thread on a schedule, and the data storage could be anything. And I'd really recommend looking at NoSQL options that are extremely inexpensive, right, to store that data. Even better, like store them so they're publicly accessible and have JavaScript make the requests. And always look at your navigation and header data as something that you should generate statically so that your web server is doing as little work as possible when it's actually building the pages to serve out, or when you're on the client side and rendering. This also then becomes a really good way to start defining an SLA around the different components of a web page. And as things get more complex, it's really important to keep this kind of stuff in mind. Anyways, I hope that was really useful. A lot of what this has come out of is Stack Overflow had a lot of really good information on how they view their pages. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed. Please chat with me on Twitter and have a good day. Thank you very much.